Masechet Holin Perek Het Mishnah Aleph. In this perek, we'll talk about the laws of meat and milk. The Torah says, "Lo tevashel gedi b'halev imoy." Not allowed to cook a goat in its mother's milk. It says it three times in the Torah. One time forbids cooking meat and milk together. Another time forbids eating milk and meat that was cooked together. And the third time forbids having any hana'ah, any benefit from meat and milk that was cooked together. When it comes to just eating meat and milk that was not cooked together, that is asud midrabanan, asud from the hachamim. The only time it becomes biblical, deoraita, is when it's cooked together. Here the Mishnah will elaborate on what's considered to be meat for this halacha. Mishnah says, kol habasar asur levashel behalav. You're not allowed to cook or eat any kind of meat with milk. Chutz mibisar dagim vehagavim, besides for the meat of fish and grasshoppers. Fish and grasshoppers are not considered to be meat in this regard, and kosher fish and kosher grasshoppers are allowed to be cooked and eaten with milk. All other types of meat is forbidden, but there is a distinction on some types of meat is forbidden biblically and others only midrabanan. We'll elaborate on that in the continuation of the perek. Whatever's asur on a deoraita level is also asur to cook and benefit from. But meat, for example, chicken, that's forbidden on a rabbinic level, you're allowed to cook it for other purposes if you're not eating it, and you're allowed to benefit from it as well. Hachamim made a decree only on the eating of whatever is asur to be put together with milk on a rabbinic level. It's also rabbinically forbidden to put any meat with cheese or any other type of milk on the same table, because what may happen is a person may drop the cheese into a pot of meat on the table and he'll have a problem where he's cooking the cheese together with the meat, which is an isur deoraita, biblical prohibition. Chutz mibisar dagim b'hagavim, the exception to the rule would be the meat of fish and the meat of grasshoppers. Those you're allowed to put on the table with cheese, there would be no problem whatsoever. This seems to be extra, superfluous, not needed part of the Mishnah, because we know we're even allowed to eat the meat of the grasshoppers or fish with milk. So what's the point of this? Hachamim tell us that what we're learning out from here is these are the only two exceptions. In other words, even meat that is prohibited on a rabbinic level, like chicken, is not allowed to be put on the same table as milk. You're not allowed to do that. If I put chicken and milk on the same table, I may end up putting meat on the same table, a hot pot of meat on the same table as cheese or other type of milk, and they may end up falling into each other and getting cooked. So the reason we're specifying only basad dagim and hagavim, fish and grasshoppers, is to show only those two are allowed, le'afuke, as opposed to a type that's asur midrabanan, like chicken. Another law about fish and grasshoppers that are not considered to be meat. Hanoded min habasar mutar bebasar dagim vehagavim. If somebody takes a swear, they vow not to benefit from meat, they're allowed to eat fish and grasshoppers because they're not considered to be meat. The Mishnah resumes its discussion about meat and cheese that are being put on one table. We'll elaborate on what we said before, and we'll say it's not the muskam opinion. It's not every opinion that says you cannot put any type of meat on the same table as cheese. That there is some machloket about what is not allowed to be put on that table. Ha'of ole im hagevina al shulhan ve'enu ne'echal divrei Bet Shammai. Says Bet Shammai, the meat of a bird, like a chicken, is allowed to be put on the table with cheese. It's only not allowed to be eaten together with cheese. This is the opinion of Bet Shammai, as opposed to what we said earlier on in the Mishnah, which is going to be Bet Hillel's opinion, that you're even not allowed to put cheese together with chicken on the same table. Bet Hillel omrim, lo ole velo ne'echal. Says Bet Hillel, it's not allowed to be placed on the table with cheese, like we said earlier. What we said earlier was the opinion of Bet Hillel, and it's not allowed to be eaten together. You cannot have chicken together with cheese. Amad biose zo mikule Bet Shammai, says Rabbi Yose, this is one of the unique situations where Bet Shammai is more lenient than Bet Hillel. Usually it's the opposite. Usually Bet Hillel is the one who is mekel, lenient, and Bet Hillel is the machmir. In this situation, Bet Hillel says you're not allowed to have chicken on the same table as cheese, while Bet Shammai says you are allowed to. So they, one of the unique scenarios where they flip how they normally act. Well, we'll now make a detailed understanding of what we mentioned earlier about the table. Be'ez shulchan amru be'shulchan she'ochel alav. What table did we forbid the meat and the cheese to be together? Only on a table that a person eats on. Aval b'shulchan she'soder alav etatavshil noten ze besad ze ve'en hoshesh. But on a table that a person's arranging the food, he's on the island in his kitchen trying to arrange everything, that is permissible because he puts the meat on one side and the cheese on the other side, and he doesn't have to be concerned that they're going to be mixed. At a table that a person eats from, he's moving the food around, he's reaching for it, he's putting it on a fork. There's a lot of movement, and that's where there's a hashash. That's where we're nervous that the food may become mixed together and with a hot piece of meat, and it's going to become cooked. But in a situation where the person's arranging it before being served, we're not nervous. And you're allowed to put the meat and cheese together on this type of table as long as they're not touching each other.